Today's daf is Bab Mitzia, daf Dalad. Daf Dalad and Bab Mitzia, we are on Gimel and Mabez, about five lines up from the bottom. Chag Asmut Sameach to all. And we are going to start with Ella. Remember yesterday we got into what's known as Reb Chiya Kamaisa. Why is it Kamaisa? We didn't have a second Reb Chiya yet, because today we're going to have another Reb Chiya called Reb Chiya Basraisa. I called it yesterday Reb Chiya of Daf Gimel and Reb Chiya of Daf Dalad. It's two different sheetahs of Reb Chiya. But yesterday, Reb Chiya's din was based on Moda B'Miksas, just like we know there's a Moda B'Miksas if somebody is kofar, denies owing half, but admitting to half. I say you owe me $100, and I say I only owe you 50. There's a din daraisa shvuas Moda B'Miksas on the other 50. So Reb Chiya says the same thing applies by ha'adas edim, that if I deny everything, and then the edim come along and say, no, you owe 50, that also is a case like Moda B'Miksas, and you'd be chayiv a shvua on that. So what is the source of that din? So first, Reb Chiya tried to bring our Mishnah as a raya. That was number one, which we'll get back to today, Bezrat Hashem. And number two, he tried to bring a svara. He tried to bring it as a kavachomer from Piv. If he is chayiv a shvua based on his own hodah, so surely he should be chayiv a shvua on Hodah or Edus of Edom. So we knocked that out basically yesterday after we tried a few times to rehabilitate that Melamed, that model, but it didn't work. So therefore, we have to move on to a different Svara. And that is what we have, five lines from the bottom. This is try number two. What is the source for Reb Chiya? Kamaisa, what's the source of Reb Chiya's din? That by Edom, there is a Chiyav Moda B'Miksas. Not really Moda B'Miksas, it's Shvua on Miksas based on the Edom. So Ela Asya Me'ed Echad. Maybe it's learned out from Eid Echad. Uma Eid Echad. And just remember, just keep track of all the Shas sugyas that have been coming up in these daf in the first five blot. You know, if you ever want to look into a sugya like Modim and Miksas, like as we're going to have today, Mitoch Sheni Yachol Shev Mishalim, Ein Adam Meisim Atzma Rasha. You know, you name it. The next today and tomorrow, we're going to have the discussions of Lifnei Iver, of Lo Sachmod, of Gilgul Shvua. Again, all of these are right jam-packed here, major discussions. So, Ela Asim Eid Echad. So, let's learn it out from Eid Echad. Says the Gemara, what's the limit of Eid Echad? As follows. Uma Eid Echad she'ein mechayvo mamon mechayvo shvua. If one Eid cannot be mechayv mamon, meaning if I come to court and I say, you owe me $100, and I have one Eid to prove it, that aid is not strong enough to make you pay. If I had two aid, then that's strong enough to make you pay. One aid is not strong enough to make you pay. What does one aid do? Mechayvo shvua. One aid is strong enough to make you take a shvua. As we mentioned, I think tomorrow we'll read it, the Rambam, the first Rambam, in Hilchos Tohen V'Nitan. Ein lecha shvuos min haTorah ela shlosha. There are only three shvuos min haTorah, and there are only nishba v'niftar. They're all cases of you swear and you are pater. One of them is shvuos eid echad, where our shvua is eid echad is against me. I have to swear to defend myself. So if an eid echad who is not obligated, who cannot be mechayev mamon, is able to be mechayev shvua, so eidim shemechayev and also mamon. So two witnesses who are powerful enough to be mechayev mamon, eino din shemechayev and also shvua. They surely should be able to be mechayev shvua. Says the Gemara, that's the limit of Reb Chiya. Right? Forget piv. Now we move on to eid echad. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, but that's not a good limud. Mal eid echad shemekein al mashe hu meid hu nishba. By an eid echad, you swear exactly about what the eid testified about. The eid says you owe $50, and I say, I don't owe $50. Right? You go exactly on what the eid testified. You deny and swear about what the eid said. Tomar be'edim, what are we trying to learn? We're trying to learn shvua moda miksas. Tomar be'edim shamasha kafir unishma. The edim are saying you owe 50, and Reb Chiya is trying to learn that you swear on the other 50 that you don't owe. That's not a good parallel. Not a good parallel of Eid Echad. The lines that we just read are crucial to understanding a certain sugya, and that is, we just said in the potential limud, if an Eid Echad cannot be mechayev mamon, neither mechayev shvua, so edim too. So a big discussion in the Achronim. We know there's a principle called, it's going to come up later as well, Mitoch She'enu Yachol Lishava Mishalim. Right? If somebody cannot swear or does not swear for some reason, Mishalim. It's called the principle of Mitoch. Mitoch She'enu Yachol Lishava Mishalim. There's another principle of Mitoch. Mitoch She'enu Yachol Lishava Mishalim. But that's not this Mitoch. This Mitoch is Mitoch She'enu Yachol Lishava Mishalim. When a person can't or doesn't swear, so then he has to pay. So the question is, what about Eid Echad? If an Eid Echad is machayiv me, a shvua, which I, for some reason, cannot or don't want to, I don't want to swear. Let's say I don't like oaths. So I say, I'm not swearing. So what's the halacha? I have to pay. So ultimately, an Eid Echad can lead to a case of mamun. Let's say I don't want to swear. But how is that looked at conceptually? Is an Eid Echad at all powerful enough to be mechayev mamon or not? In other words, how do you look at the principle of mitoch sheni yachal yishav mishalim? Because you don't swear, there's a monetary payment. Do we say that in essence an Eid Echad is just like two Eidim? He can be mechayev money. The only difference is by an Eid Echad you have a way out. You have a way out to get yourself out of it with a shvua. Or do you say, no, an Eid Echad has nothing to do with mamon. It's a chiyev shvua. If you don't take the shvua, then the Torah says, okay, you didn't take the shvua, you have to pay money. But it's not that that money came from the Eid Echad. This is the, said by many, I'll read it to you from the Pre-Moshe. The Pre-Moshe has five or six svarim. The contemporary Achron, who was very into Chakiris, ran for Ramosha Meir Segel from Bnei Brak. Umavur, so he says, the Machlokas is, Begamna, let me read the Hakir where he has it. The pligi begether shvua ha'im chiyav shvua hu de meikar hadin chiyav mamon ela tahatora nitna lenitva efsharis li pater al yedei sheyochiach tainasa b'shvua. Really, it's a chiyav mamon that he has to pay, but he can get out of it with a shvua. O de kol chiyuvo ap meikar hadin hu rachiyav shvua kivish yeshna ofanim shamasam orisaf etc. He continues. So he says that's two ways to look at the concept of mitoch sheni yachal yishav mishalim. I'll give you an afkamina. What if I can't take the shvua, but it's no fault of my own? What if there's lo havili lameda? There's no way that I could have known about it. I could have known it. That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Let's say you give me fruit that are not measured out to watch. You just give me a bunch of fruit, and I put them down. The irvin and peirosa v'lomata, and now they're mixed up with my fruit. You gave me fruit to watch. So you claim a certain amount of fruit, and I say, no, there wasn't that much fruit. But we don't know exactly. So you didn't measure out exactly when you gave it to me, so lo havli lameda. There's no specific reason that I should have to know about it. So the Rambam says, in that case, you still apply the principle of mitoch sheni yachal yishav mishalim. Says the Rambam, what do you mean? It's not his fault. So what if it's not his fault? Is there a monetary payment? It says the Pre-Moshe. It fits into our discussion. If you say that really there is a chiyav mamon with a way out of a shvua, so then if you can't take the shvua, you have to pay the chiyav mamon, because inherently it's a chiyav mamon. Who cares that it wasn't, you know, you couldn't have known about it. But if it's really a chiyav shvua, but, you know, if you can't take the shvua for some reason, so then we'll kones you again. Then if it's not your fault, then maybe we won't be konis you with a chiyav mamon. So again, that's one nafkamina between the cases. There's another one that says, what happens if could a person change his mind? The case of any mitoch is usually the case where somebody comes to me and says, you owe me $100, and I say, 50 I owe you, 50 I have no idea. Right. So in that case, you can't take a shvua on the other 50. I swear I have no idea. What kind of shvua is that? Right, so we have no idea. You don't have any idea. We don't have any idea. So in that type of case, and then he says, oh yeah, I remembered. I don't know you. So does you applied, right, when he said, I have no idea, we apply the principle of mitoch sheni yachal yishav mishalim. So do you go back on that? And can you change your mind? So again, it might depend how much is this a real chi of mamon, or is a real chi of shua back then. Anyway, why are we bringing this all up here? Because what's the language of our Gemara here? The language of our Gemara that we just read is, if an Eid Echad is not Mechayev Mamon, but he can be Mechayev Shua, so then Eidim, dot, dot, dot. So the Gemara says, Beferis, that an Eid Echad is not Mechayev Mamon. It seems to be that you take the even if you say Mitoch, it's not because there's a real Chiyev Mamon there, it's a real Chiyev Shua, and the Mamon is just an outgrowth of the Chiyev Mamon. So that's what it just sounds like if you take that Gemara, that Lashon of the Gemara literally. Okay. Viter. So says the Gemara, maybe the source of Reb Chiya is Eid Echad, and then we say, doesn't work. Because by Eid Echad, he is swearing about what they testified about, while by Eidim, he is swearing about what the Eidim are not testifying about. The Eidim say he's high 50, and he's swearing about the party denied. So the Gemara says, okay, Ela Amra Papa, try number three, right? Piv is out, Eid Echad is out. So try number three, which is going to be similar to number two, but a little different, modified. Ela Amra Papa, Asi Mi Gilgul Shvua de Eid Echad. Maybe we can learn that from Gilgul Shvua de Eid Echad. What is Gilgul Shvua? Gilgul Shvua comes up in the Mishnah Meseches Kedushin. It's also going to come up later on today's daf. Gilgul Shvua means I roll a Shvua. Legalgel. I roll a Shvua. If I'm chayev one shvua, then Bez and Satanis will say, you know what? Swear about this also. Even though if I just had, if I'm swearing about A, swear about B too. Even though maker a din, I don't have to swear about B. If it was just issue B, I wouldn't have to swear. But once I'm taking a shvua on A, Bezin will be megalgel a shvua on B. So for example, let's say I usually don't make a shvua on karka. Karka is excluded from shvuas, as we're going to have soon. But once I'm taking a shvua on metaltel and a movable item, Bezin might say, you know what? Swear on the karka too. Throw it into your shvua. What's the source of gilgal shvua? Source of gilgal shvua is isha sota. Where it says in sota, isha sota, that once Bezin makes her swear about that she didn't do anything this time, Bezin says, you know what? Swear about all the times that you never, you know, did anything inappropriate in this marriage. So that's the concept of Gilgul Shvua. So in the case of Gilgul Shvua, so let's say you have an Eid Echa that was Machayev Yu Shvua, right? And now Bezin makes you take another Shvua. So that other Shvua is not about what the Eid testified about. So that would be a good parallel. A Gilgul Shvua is a case where it's based on Eid Echad. So you have the same svar that an Eid Echad cannot be Mechayev Mamon, but it's Mechayev you this extra Shvua, this Gilgul Shvua, and you are swearing not about what the Eid testified about, which is exactly what we're trying to learn, the case of swearing about the Eidim. So Malagil Asim Gilgul Shvua Dein Echad. So the Gemara says, no, that doesn't work either. Malagil Gilgul Shvua Dein Echad, Shekin Shvua Gaber Shvua. Come on. Gilgul Shvua Dein Echad? Who is really causing that second Shvua, Shvua B? In Eid Echad, cause you to take Shvua A. Shvua B, that doesn't come from the Eid Echad. That's coming from the Shvua. The Shvua is causing the Shvua. Once we're taking one Shvua, we throw in another Shvua as well. Tomar be'edim, de mamon ka mechayvi. While by the Eidim are mechayvi mamon. So how does a Gilgul Shvua Eid Echad parallel with two Eidim that say you're chayv 50, and your Priya wants to say you're chayv Shvua on the other 50? It's not a parallel case. The Ritva expands a little bit on this issue of the difference between Gilgul Shvua and Mamon. The language of the Ritva is the idach Shvua Gerer Shvua Migzeres Hakasev Aide Gilgul. The Hachagabi Edim Leka Shvua Amasha He Idu She Nigra Olav Shvua B'Masha Lo He Idu Kimasha Idu Mamonu Machayev Lei. It's very different. By Edach, it is Machayev Yu Shvua, which could lead to another Shvua. Edim, two Edim are Machayev Yu money. Nothing to do with the Shvua. We're trying to learn are you Chayev Shvua or not. But that is not. That is not good enough. So that's the Ritva. There's another two premoshes today. Remember the last time we did two premoshes. Another premosha. Again, Gilgul Shvua. How do you view Shvua B? When I say, let's say the case of I make you take Shvua A, and all of a sudden we make you take Shvua B. So how do we look at Shvua B? Is the Toveya really being Mekayeh both? Once we have this Chiddush of Gilgul Shvua, which we learned out from Sota, so do we say that just like I have the power to be Mechayev Yu A, I have the power to be Mechayev Yu B? It's just like, it's two parallel shuas. Or do we say, no, take the language of our Gemara literally and say that, no, I have only the power to be Mechayev Yu Shvua A. That Shvua has a life of its own. That Shvua leads to another Shvua, but that second Shvua has nothing to do with me. So that is two ways to understand. And the Lomai Nafkamina, many Nafkaminas, tell you the big one. Does the Toveya have to ask for the second Shvua? What if Bezdin knows about the Shvua? The Toveya doesn't know Allah. He doesn't know about this idea of Gilgul Shvua. So he comes to be Shvua A. So now Bezdin says, hey, wait a minute. We could be Ta'aninon. We could claim for him this claim, and we can make him take the other one. Do you need Ta'aninon? That's the Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam, the Rambam versus other Rishonim. The Tur and the Nemuki Yosef all say that even without a tzviya, right, you do it. While the Rambam says, no, of course you need a tzviya. So again, if you say that it comes from the Toveya, they both come from the Toveya, so then you might need a tzviya. If you say that it's automatic, one shua leads to another shua, like the language of our Gemara, so then you might say that it happens automatically even without the person saying it. What about this case? Do you say mitoch on the second shua? Let's say a person can take shua A, but then shua B there's some problem about. He can't swear in Shvua B. Do you apply the principle of mitoch she'ein yachol lishav mishalem, as we just said? He can't swear, so let him pay. And he has to pay. So again, the pre-Moshe suggests, if the second Shvua is a real Shvua, just like Shvua A, they both come from me, it's a parallel Shvua, then what difference should it make? Just like on Shvua A, there's a rule of mitoch she'ein yachol lishav mishalem, so to one Shvua B. But if you say, no, it's really one Shvua leads to another Shvua, then maybe it's weaker. Maybe it's somewhat distant from the Toveya, and therefore it's not going to be powerful enough to turn into Mitoch. Or what about, Vixos asks, do do you apply the principle of Gilgul Shvua by a Tviya Safik? What if a Tovea comes over to me and just is misupik on the second point? He doesn't know for sure. It's a Shema. So again, if you say it's based on Shvua leading to a Shvua, so then maybe it would work anyway because it's the Shvua. But if it's based on the Tviya, maybe you need a Tviya Svadai. So again, these are many nafkamina that would apply. There are others. Feel free to... it's a pre-Moshe on Shvuas Mamon. That's the... So feel free to look at it. You have more nafkamina over there. Okay, let's continue now. So... we tried to bring a raya from Gilgul Shvua again. Reb Chiya Kamaisa, Reb Chiya who says that if two Edom come and say that I'm chayav 50 out of the 100, I have to take a Shvua on the other 50. What is the source of that? So we tried Piv, that didn't work. We tried Eid Echad, that didn't work. So now we're trying Gilgul Shvua to Eid Echad, and we just said that didn't work either, because it's not a good parallel. One's about a Shvua, one's about Mamon. So the Gemara says, maybe we're going to try to have a team effort here. Says the Gemara on line 5, Piv Yochiach. Now we're going back to, Mefarshim explained, we're going back to the question that we had on the top line. Right, the top line, before Rav Papa. Right, we're going back to Eid Echad. What was the try with Eid Echad? We try to learn it out from Eid Echad, and then we say, no, it doesn't work. Because by Eid Echad, you're swearing about what they testified about. By two Eidim, you're swearing about what Eidim didn't testify about. So to answer that, we'll say, no, we have a raya, Piv Yochiach. What about in the case of Piv? Where a person himself admits. What about regular kids about the Miksas? I admit to 50, and I swear on the other 50. So you see there could be a hoda'ah and a shvuah that are not exactly on the same money. So to the two witnesses. So don't ask me for Eid Echad. Piv proves it. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. Ma'ala Piv, she'eino ba'achasha. What do you mean? As we ended off yesterday, Piv is not like Eidim because you cannot undermine Piv with a contradiction. If I admit I owe you $100, that's it. I have to pay you. So the Gemara says, Eid Echad yochiach. She'yeshno ba'achasha. U'machayev u'shvuah. So if you have a problem with Piv, we'll bring an Eid Echad because Eid Echad can be Muchash, can be contradicted. So, we just said that Eid Echad is not a proof. So, Piv Yochiach. In other words, what are we leading into? The Chazar Hadin, you go back and forth. Eid Echad and Piv are not exactly the same, but each one's problem is answered by the other one. Don't ask me, Eid Echad is so unique that you're not swearing on what he talked about, because Piv could help you out. Don't say Piv is so unique because it's not Ba'achasha, because Eid Echad could then prove it to you. So, but what's the common denominator between Piv and Eid Echad? There is a claim here and there is a denial here, Vinishba, and a Shvua is created. So, Afani Avi Eidim, so too I will bring Eidim. Sha'al Yideig, so too in the case of Eidim, Reb Chiya's case, where two people, while Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100, Shimon denies it totally. Reuven brings two witnesses that he owes him 50. So in that case, that also is a case of Tain of a Kfira, and there's a Shua. So it's a team effort. You'll learn that from Eid Echad and Piv called Tzadashava. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Mala Tzadashava Shavahan, Shkein Lohuchza Kafra. No, I'll show you a uniqueness to the two Malamdim that doesn't apply to what we're trying to learn. Now, don't tell me there's each one's problem is answered by the other one. What do you mean? Both by Eid Echad and by Piv, he's not Huchzik Kafran. He's not established as a liar. Meaning, if there's an Eid Echad against me, I'm not proven a liar in Halacha. Or if I say, I owe $100. I owe 50 out of 100. There's no reason for me not to swear in that case, because I'm not a liar. Tomar Be'edim, what about the Reb Chiya's case? Somebody comes to me and say, I owe $100. I say, I owe you zero. And then the two witnesses say, I owe 50. So basically, I'm a liar. I have been proven to be a liar. So how could we allow a shvua there? Tomar be'edim, shkin hochza kafron. By edim, he is hochza kafron. And therefore, how could Bezdin allow him to take a shvua? A, how could they allow him to take a shvua? And B, why would it be believed and worthwhile anyway? He's hochza kafron. He's already proven that he's a liar. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Ube edim yochza kafron. Is that really true? If two witnesses testify against you, are you really hochza kafron? V'ha'amr Rav Yehuda bar Avin Amar Rav Chisda. Didn't Rav Chisda say it's going to come up today? It's going to come up tomorrow. Hakofer b'mil ve'kasha le'edus. If somebody comes to me and says I lent you $100 and I deny it, then I'm still kasha le'edus. Still kasha le'edus. Why am I kasha le'edus? Rashi explains because. What is Hochsa Kafran? Hochsa Kafran, Apostle Eidus means I'm bemazed and Lahachis said something. Oh, that's a lie. It's a lie. As we're going to see tomorrow also. And what is needed for Apostle Eidus? Pasul Eidus, there are two types of people who are Pasul Eidus. Two types of people. Either if you are muchzak to do an avera that's chayiv malchus, or worse, let's say I consistently eat treif. Consistently eat treif. Willfully, I know it's treif. I am Pasul Eidus. Right? I can't be an eid at a wedding. I'm Pasul Eidus. Or worse, Rachmana Latan, if I'm a chayal Shabbos, right? Chayiv Misa. Right, so Pasul Eidus is either Mishum Avera, if you do an Avera that's Chayim Malkus or worse, or the other category of Pasul Eidus is anyone who's involved in Averas that have to do with money. Right, that's called Rasha Dechamas. Right, Rasha Dechamas, let's say I'm a Gazlan. So a Gazlan is not Chayiv Malkus, because that's a Lav Hanita Glasei, Lav Shenitam L'Tashlumin, something we'll talk about that you're not Chayiv Malkus. But that's a special category. We'll read the Rambam tomorrow. Rasha the Chamas, a Rasha who is involved with taking other people's money. A gambler, a habitual gambler, is Pasul Eidus, right? Possibly, if he knows his Asar, as we'll talk about. But either way, so these are all Rasha the Chamas. So, but all of those are only psulim if they know what they're doing is wrong and they do it anyway. So by Milvah says Rav Chisda, he's not possible. He's kosher. Why? Because this guy really, he's not lying. You know what he's thinking to himself? I don't have the money right now. So I'm going to push him off. I'm going to say, you know what? I don't owe you. Of course I owe him. That's what we think he might be thinking. Therefore, we're not going to pasul him la'edus, because we assume that, you know, he's going to be, we assume that he's kosher. He's not doing it willfully. Or if Shachta tells the story, yeah, I heard this years ago. Some people heard of Shachta 40 years ago. I heard the story 15 years ago or so. That's the story. One time he was at a wedding, and he was called up for to be in Eid Kedushin. Rav Shechter and so-and-so, and the other guy sitting right next to him. So Rav Shechter goes up, he's like, the other guy didn't move. No, the other guy doesn't move, goes up. So Rav Shechter didn't say anything, he didn't say, oh, he's over there. So the other guy's like, I say, they think he's not this, they call somebody else up. And the next day, the guy's on the front page of the newspapers, he was indicted for something, some embezzlement. So Shechter's like, oh, the guy knew he was puzzle. He didn't want to, the Shiloh, you puzzle, Mishas Meiser, Mishas, either way, but that's why he didn't want to come up to be an aid. So Rav Chisda says that if somebody is kosher b'milva, kosher la'edus. He's kosher because we give him this excuse. B'pikadon pasul la'edus. But by a pikadon, he's pasul. If you have my object and you deny it, then what do you mean? You're saying you don't have the money? It's my object. You're not allowed to use it. If you deny it, you're obviously pasul. So you see from there that it's not automatic that you're pasul la'edus. In the case of witnesses, that somebody says you owe me 100 and I deny everything. So, no problem. So therefore, we're back to the piv and eid echad could be good sources. So Gemara says, no, Ela Parachach, I have another problem. Again, another problem with the source of Rabbi Chiya being eid echad and piv to teach me eidim. Ma'la tzara shava shabahen, shekein einon betaras hazama. No, what do you mean? Those two, eid echad and piv, you can't be mazim. You can't be mazim and eid echad and give them eidim zomamin. Right? Eidim zomamin doesn't apply to an eid echad, does it? L'chora not, says the Gemara. Right, if an eid echad says anything, says Reuven killed Shimon, so and then he's proven to be you are with us. Imanu Yisem, we're not going to kill the eid echad because he didn't have the power to kill Reuven. Right, Tomar be'edim sheyeshem b'toras hazama, but by eidim they're in the world of hazama. So again, therefore you might say that the halachas are different. So again, kasha on Rabbi Chiya. Answers the Gemara, halo kasha. No, it's not a kasha. Rabbi Chiya toras hazama lo parach. Rabbi Chiya is not bothered by the question of hazama. Why not? Says Rashi, there is hazama on an eid echad. Not in terms of giving him the punishment of eidim zomamin, but at least Rashi, look at Rashi, Torah hazama lo parech, eina chashuv lo pircha. He doesn't think it's a problem. Dekima de eid echad, yeshno bahazama, libatel eiduso, keedus shtei eidim. Right? It is in hazama. He's not in hazama to get the punishment, but he is in hazama to be pot, right? To get his eidus thrown out of court. So that's good enough to be in the parasha of Hazama for Rabbi Chiya. So therefore, l'maskana at this point, Rabbi Chiya has a source. Rabbi Chiya has a source for his din. What's his source? A svara. Svara based on a limud from Eid Echad and Piv. We are about to, what we're going to do now, is we're going to go to the other part of Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya said a din, then he said a svara, and then he said our Mishnah Zariah. So we've just spent the last blot on what's his svara, and we saved his svara. Now we're going to go to his raya from our Mishnah and reject it. And reject that raya. But before that, there's an important line in Tosfos. The end of the top Tosfos. Tosfos has a line, last four lines. V'Rabbi Chiya, afilu amad atzad lo parech le, mishum demashe eino mishalim ha'ed kishemuzam, ze griuso, l'fisha lo haya koach be'eduso, l'chayiv mamon. Why doesn't an Eid Echad have Hazama apply to him? Because an Eid Echad couldn't have been Mechayev Mamon in the first place. He's Mechayev Shvua. So if an Eid Echad didn't have the power to do it, so then we're not going to make him pay for it. That's the halacha of Hazama. Ask the Ksos, what happens in the case of Mitoch? What happens if an Eid Echad comes to Beis Din, and this is the Ksos in Simin Lamites, Eid Echad comes to Beis Din, and is Mechayev the other guy's Shvua? The other guy, for some reason, cannot take the Shvua, and therefore he's about to pay. We apply Mitoch Shei Yachal Shavim Mishalim. And then the Eid Echad is Huzam. So an Eid Echad was about to be Mechayev Mamon. And then all of a sudden, Eid Hazama. So if you take Tosfos as Lashon literally, Tosfos says, we don't apply Hazama to an Eid Echad because he didn't have the power to be Mechayev Mamon. But what if he's in the process of being Mechayev Mamon? Would we make the Eid Echad pay there? Similar. This relates to what we said before about what is an Eid Echad. So that's what the Ksosia discusses. Eid Amei L'chayev Shvuah. V'lo ha'yokal yishavah mishim shayah chashid. Oshton eni odeya. Be'yishad eschayev l'shalim. L'chora mashma midivri ha'tosfos. Our Tosfos. T'shayach bazek hasher zamam. Ayin perakam adem etzi, etc. Ela shelibi mahases. My heart shakes, says the Ksos. Meaning, I don't know if I'm going to go all far and say this. Why? D'kruk siksiv b'kasher zamam b'shnei demu d'chsiv. Because if you look in the Torah, the pasuk kasher zamam lasas lachi, like they want it. Vasisam lo, right? Vasisam, whatever the phrase of the pasuk is, kasher zamam kasher lasas lachi, like they wanted to do. So he said the pasuk is on my two ways. He says so I'm not sure. The Minchas Chinuch though says there's a mefurish Rambam. I don't know what the Ksos is talking about. There's a mefurish Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Eidos, ba eid echad veheid shezinsa achar kinui vestira. Let's see, there's Nisha Sota. And there was Kini Bastira, right? There was warning, and there was Yichud, and then an Eid Echad comes and says there was a Maisa's Nus. What does that do for the woman? Now the woman, with halacha, the woman can no longer drink. The woman can only drink if it's a suffix. But if the Eid Echad comes and says he's trying to make her not drink, V'nimsa, and therefore he's going to make her do what? He's going to make her have to get divorced and lose her ksuba. So what happens in that case? Because now she can't defend herself. She can't drink the drink. Once there's an Eid Echad that says there was a Maisa's Nus. And then what happens? The Eid Echad is found out to be a Zomim, says the Rambam. V'nimsa also a Zomim, Mishalim Ksubasa, says the Rambam. It's Mefurish. The Nezom in Eid Echad can be, is in Shaychas Ta'azama. So the Rambam in Nilchas Eidus, Perachaf Alef Halacha Hei, says the Chazanish, says the Minchas Chinuch. I don't know what the Ksos is talking about. It's a Mefurish Rambam. Mefurish Rambam that it applies. Says the Chazonish, Tosofer in the Rambam. Says the Chazonish. He's Tosofer in the Rambam. There's no Hazama by Eid Zomim. What about what the Ksos wanted to prove from Tosfos? So, say, don't take Tosfos so literally. Tosfos says, after all, an Eid Echad is not being Mechayev Mamon, but Lu Yitzur, he would be Mechayev Mamon? No, what Tosfos means is that an Eid Echad cannot be Mechayev Mamon. Like we said before, an Eid Echad is always Mechayev Shvua. And even if you say Mitoch, that's not a Chiyev Mamon from the Eid Echad. It's always a Chiyev Shvua. That's how you understand the Tosfos. Eid Echad can never be Shayach. That's an amazing thing for somebody to say that. There's a Tosofer in the Rambam, but that's the Rambam. He's so convinced by an Eid Echad not being Shayach in Hazama, that's how he has to read that. That's how he has to read that Rambam. Okay, let's continue. So we say Rabbi Chiya at least. What's the svar? So now we say Ella the Ka'amar v'Tanatuna. But we said our Mishnah is a raya to Rabbi Chiya midami. Our Mishnah is a raya. Why? Because our Mishnah is like a case where they're each saying that you owe me everything, and the other one is denying everything. But there's Anan Sadi. There are witnesses that there's half that you half it is mine because I'm holding it. So is that really a parallel midami? Hasam l'malve isle sadi l'lovel asle sadi d'lomatzik levo midi. In Reb Chiya's case, remember what's Reb Chiya's case? Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me 100 bucks. Shimon denies everything. Reuven brings two witnesses that he owes him 50. So the malve, Reuven has witnesses there. Shimon has nothing. That's why Shimon has to take a shvua there, possibly, what Reb Chiya is trying to learn. Because if Shimon would also have witnesses that he did not lend, Reb Chiya wouldn't make him swear. But here in our Mishnah, what do you mean each of them are equal? Some are equal. Our Mishnah is not a parallel to Reb Chiya. Our Mishnah is you have to take a shvua, even if both of them are equal, they both have witnesses. That's not parallel to Reb Chiya's case where only one of them has witnesses. So that's not a good parallel. You can't learn it from our Mishnah. So says the Gemara, let's move away from Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa. This din of Rabbi Chiya, we're moving away, we're going to a totally different Rabbi Chiya. Totally different din of Rabbi Chiya. Ella Itma. You're right. We say Rabbi Chiya Svara, but we just said our Mishnah is not a riot to Rabbi Chiya. So we say, you know what? Our Mishnah is a raya to a different Rabbi Chiya. El kiyin mar betana tuna a idach to Rabbi Chiya in Maran. The other Rabbi Chiya. Dam Rabbi Chiya. Which Rabbi Chiya? Rabbi Chiya of Halach. What's Rabbi Chiya of Halach? Manali biyad chaval lo amin chabiyad elanun. So it's a Halach. Reuben goes to Shimon and says, you owe me 100 bucks. Shimon says, I only owe you 50. Here they are. And he gives them back. I only 50 here. So, how do we view that case? So, Rabbi Chiya says, chayef. That's Modu Mixas. What difference does it make that you say, here it is? It's a regular case of Modu Mixas. My Taima, Halach Nami, Modu Mixas, Atayna Dami. There's no difference between Halach and Modu Mixas. What's the Svarah to say otherwise? Rav Sheshes Hashita, we're going to have it in a minute. The Svarah to say otherwise is, Modu Mixas is usually I say, I owe you 50, and I don't owe you 50. But really here, what am I saying? I owe you 50, here it is. So maybe that half of the case is closed. So the only thing that's left is the other 50, which I totally deny, Kofer Bakol. So maybe that's what Halach should be looked at. That's the issue. Is Halach looked at as Modu Mixas, like Rabbi Chiya says, or not? So Rabbi Chiya brings a raya to that din from our Mishnah. Batana, Tuna, Shlai, Machsam, Batalis. Right, our case, they're each arguing. They're each saying, you owe me the whole talis. But what's happening? They're each holding on to half of it. So isn't that like a case of Halach, where each of them are holding the half that the other one is trying to claim? V'ha-hach, Akiva, the toughest. Anan Sadi, the toughest Halachu. Isn't this similar to a case of Halach? V'ktani Yishav, and it's a swear. Says, isn't this a riot to Rabbi Chiya? Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes, by the way, argues and says, no, Halach Pater. You don't want Halach is Pater. Modu Mixas is only if you still owe it. My time, why say Halach Pater? Kivan Damar La Halach, since I say Halach, Hani Zuzi to Kamodi Begavayu, even the money that you admit to me, Kamanda Nakalu Malvadami. It's as if the Malva is holding that money. I'm giving it to you right now. It's as if the Malva already has that, and therefore that part of the case is closed. Be'ina Chamishim on the other 50, Halamodi. On the other 50, you totally deny. Hilgach lecha hodas mixas ataina. Therefore, this is not a case of modeh b'mixas. Let's finish for a minute. Dulu Rav Sheshes kasha masisa. So what does Rav Sheshes do with our Mishnah? Isn't our Mishnah right to Rabbi Chiya that you're chayiv? So I'm like, Rav Sheshes, no. Masisa the kanas rabbanit chachamimi. As we said yesterday, what do you mean? Our Mishnah is a separate din. It's a din to Rabbanan, of Rabbi Yochanan. So people don't go and grab each other's property. The idach, Rabbi Chiya says, you're right. In takanas chachamimi, it is a takanas chachamim, but, umiyu, but. If you say on a daraisa level, halach modu mixas with halach would still be chayiv. Misakni rabbanan shua kein daraisa. The rabbanan would still make a drabanan parallel to that daraisa, called a tikkun drabanan kein daraisa tikkun. Ella I amrit be daraisa halach pater. But says Rabbi Chiya, if halach is pater on a daraisa level, misakni rabbanan shua to less at the kavasei be daraisa. Would the rabbanan make a shua that has no model on the daraisa level? So therefore, says Rabbi Chiya, that is the proof from our Mishnah, even though our Mishnah is a Darabana level, and Rabbi Chiya's din is a Daraisa level. There is a big discussion in the Rishonim, just to mention it in two lines. What exactly is the case of Halach? It's for sure about a case, let me say, not for sure, does it apply to Pikadon, Milve, both, or let's say neither, in a regular case? And it all starts from Rashi. Fourth wide line in Rashi. Rashi says, V'helach, lo hotseisim, I did not use your money. V'hein shalcha b'chol makum shehem. They're yours wherever they are. What's Rashi trying to get at? So it's a machlokas rishonim and achronim. What does Rashi mean? Rov rishonim and the Ritva and others and the Vilna Gaon here. You see this little box aleph is the gra. Understand Rashi. Rashi's talking about a case of milveh. Talking about money. I didn't use them. What do you mean? A pikadon you can't use. You're discarding somebody else's item. So we're talking about milveh. What's Rashi saying? Halach is for sure by pikadon. I want to get, because why by for sure by pikadon? Because we know the rule is, the Gemara says elsewhere, kol hecha de isa bershusi demari isa. Wherever an object is, it belongs to you. I mean, if you're watching my object, I can be makdashit, even though it's not in my house. Because the rule is, wherever a pikadon is, it belongs to me. So if I say halach, so it's mine wherever it is. The Chiddush is even by milveh, where usually we have the principle of milveh lahotza nitna, money is given. When I pay you $100, I'm not expecting to get that same $100 back. I expect you to use it and just give me back $100. So even there, that's the Chiddush of Rashi. Even by a milveh, halach would apply as long as you didn't use the money. As long as you didn't use the money, Rashi says, I didn't use them and they're yours wherever you are. The Kasha is, asked the Netziv here in his commentary, but what do you mean? Usually, it doesn't matter if you use the money or not. We say, milveh lo tzanitna. And even if you didn't use the money, there's nothing, that money isn't labeled. So the Nitziv says what you have to say here that is that Halach is not going by the regular principles of Milveh. It's basically going on Smichus Das. Do I expect, and am I confident that I'm getting back what you told me, which is what you just admitted to me? So if you admitted to me that you didn't use it and you have it at your house, that's enough Smichus Das. So it breaks the regular rules of Milveh, says the Nitziv here in the Meromi Sada. But either way, Shitas Rashi is that it applies even by Milveh and surely by Pikadon. That's the Shita of Rashi. The Rashba quotes a Deah here. He even quotes Rashi. He understands Rashi differently. Only Pikadon. I didn't touch your Pikadon. Lo Hotzeisim, I didn't touch your Pikadon. It's yours wherever it is. But by Milveh, you wouldn't say that because Milveh Lo Hotzon Itzna. Right? That's the Machlokas here. Whether this Gemara is about Pikadon and... excuse me, and Milveh, or just Pikadon. And then finally, we have the third sheet of the Rambam, and then we'll move on. The Rambam seems to say it even applies to Pikadon, but only if the Pikadon is in court. Only if you, Halach only applies if you have the object, and here it is. Even though halachically the Pikadon belongs to the owner wherever it is, but Kalicha de'isa b'rishus ha'demari isa, that's not good enough for the din of Halach. So you have Rashi, right, according to the Ran, and according to the Ritva, and according to the Gra. You have the Rashba, and you have the Rambam. Okay.
Is anyone troubled by this analogy between Mokia's din and the Mishnah? And that there is no here it is.
Here, right. Again, is anybody problem? There's no here it is, but it's enough that you could say that that half of the case is closed. That's the parallel. Right, what's this whole svara of Halach? That this half of the case, you have this half already, so it's not, I'm not being moded to you or anything. I'm just denying. So if you look at it in that sense, then it's a parallel to our Mishnah. Because the half that you have, that's closed. You're muchzik in it. So in that sense, it could be a parallel. Okay, says the Gemara Meisvei. So let's try to prove, is this really true? Right? We have Machlokas Rebbi and Rav Sheshes. In the case of Halach, do we say that you're Chayiv or Chayiv Yeshua like Rebbi Chiya or Pater like Rav Sheshes? What if you have a shtar that says, Slon Dinarim? Right? We have a shtar that you owe me money, but all it says on it is dollars. You owe me dollars. You owe me slon. Meaning some type of currency, and it says the plural, but it does not have a number. It doesn't say 50. It doesn't say any. It just says, you owe me dollars. So, malva omer chamesh. The malva says, you owe me $5. You could add in, to make it more exciting, $5 million. Right? You owe me five. Velova omer shalosh. I only owe you three. I mean, five. I only owe you three. So what's the halacha in that case? Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer Chol v'Hodeh Mixas Atayni Yishava. Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, hey, Modeh B'Mixas. He says five, you say three, Modeh B'Mixas. You have to swear on the other two. Swear on the other two. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Eino Ela Kemeshav Avedu Pater. Rabbi Akiva says, what do you mean? What did this guy do? This guy admitted to three. He already did you a favor. Why? Because he could have said two. He couldn't say one. It says dollars. Right? But he could have said two, because there's no number written. And you know what? If there's no number written, there's a good reason to think that it's two. There's a good reason to think that it's two. And yet he said three. If he says three, it's like we said yesterday, Kimesha Aved, he's doing you a favor. He's doing you a favor, he's giving you extra putter. You're not going to make him swear on the other half, on the other part, because he's doing you a favor. So, Machlokas. So the Gemara is first going to try to relate to our Machlokas of here of Sheshes from the first Shita in the Brisa, and then we're going to talk about the second sheet in the Brisa. So first, yeah.
Is Rabbi Kiva arguing in general on Modeh
B'Mixas? Is Rabbi Kiva arguing in general on Modeh B'Mixas? Meaning every case of Modeh B'Mixas is like Meshav Aveda. So I think the Rishonim had discussed that. Why is this case different? Right, why is this case different? So Ketani Miha, so what does this Brisa say? Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer Hova Hodeh B'Mixas Ani Shava. Since he was Modeh B'Mixas, right, three, we're talking about the first sheet. Since he was Modeh B'Mixas, he has to swear. He admitted to three. Time Modeh Amar Shalosh. The reason that he's Modeh B'Mixas is only because he said three. Hush, die and putter. But the case is not given about two. Mashma that he would say if it was a case of two, if he admitted to two, he'd be putter. Why would he be putter if he admitted to two? Why is he putter shvuah on the rest? V'hai shtar deka modi bei halachu. Isn't a shtar like a case of halach? What does that mean? We know a shtar, if there's a shtar that I owe you money, and you have a shtar, then you have shibudim on my karka. Right, a shtar creates shibud karkos. You hold this, it's the power of a shtar, that you have a lien, so to speak, on my properties. That's the power of a milveh b'shtar. And the Ritva even says in Kiddushin, on Daf Yud Gimel, that shibudim is a miksas kinyan. It's already a partial kinyan in my property that you have. So if I admit to something in a shtar, says the Gemara, if I admit, it says in the shtar that I owe you two, I admit it's two. So as if you have that already. Because you have my karka related to that too already. That's why the Gemara says like a case of halach. Because if you have that already. So if I would have admitted to two, it would have been a case of halach. And what are we medayik? Only three would be chayiv, two would be pater. Vishma mina halach pater. So isn't that a raya to Rav Sheshes and a kasha on a richia? Answers the Gemara, lo. Lo olam eim alach hashtayim chayiv. Even two would be chayiv, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The haidah tani shalosh. Why did they say the case of three then if even two would be Pater, to even two would be chayiv. Lafugim with Rabbi Akiva to tell you to go against the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva. To Amar Meishav Aveda Havi Pater. Rabbi Akiva has a great svara that he's doing him a favor. He's Meishav Aveda Pater. Kamash Malan. That's why the Brisa says a case of three to tell me even in that case, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds to modu mixes a tain havi v'chayiv. That's why he says that case no raya about two. Ihachi, if that's true, then that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds a shita by two or three. Then the language of the Brisa doesn't fit in so smoothly. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Hoel Vahode Mixas Atayna Yishava. The language is, since he did this, he is Chayiv. What do you mean since? No, it's not only since he did this. Afze Yishava Miboilai. It's even in this case. Not only two, but also three. So the language doesn't fit in. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Ela Olam Shtayim Pater. Really, two would be Pater according to him. But not because of Halach. Halach Chayiv. Halach could be Chayiv. There's no Raya against Rabbi Chiya. The shiny hacha. So why would you be putter if he admitted to two? To come asai le shtara. Because the shtar is supporting him. Because the shtar is probably two. Meaning if there's no number written in there, it was probably two. And therefore he says two. So even if halach is usually chayiv, this case would be putter. Or inami, another reason why you'd be putter. Mishum dehavi le shtar shibud karkos. Because the shtar, as we said, is about shibud karka. So when you admit to two, you're basically admitting to a shibud karka. And the rule is, the einish bo and afir shibud karkos. You never swear where karka is involved. That's the learned that from Sukkim. You never swear where karka is involved. Period. There is an interesting discussion. You know what? Let's just do the whole second half. Because now we're about to have the same exact Gemara in the next 15 lines, but just within Rabbi Akiva. So you get the most of Asefa. Some have this whole Shach Levataria on the second sheet in the Braisa. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, you know, like Mesha Avedu Pater. Rabbi Akiva says, he's like a Mesha Aveda and you're Pater. By admitting to three. Taima, the Kalamar Shalosh. The only reason he's Pater is because he said three. Hashtayim Chayiv. Mashma, that when Rabbi Akiva, two would be Chayiv. Because only three is Pater. Three, two would be chayiv. Hashtag to keep the modi beke halach dami v'shamina halach chayiv. So let's bring a raya from Rabbi Akiva Shita that halach would be chayiv because he'd be chayiv for two. Lo, lolam emlecha shtaim nami pater. Really, two would be pater also. V'haydek tani shalosh lafukim v'dur Shimon Elazar. The opposite. The only reason you say three is to tell me that Rabbi Shimon Elazar he argues on that case there too. To amr modi mixes a tain havi v'chayiv. Kamash v'lan demesha avet havi u pater. Right. So that's the chiddush why it says three, but don't bring me any rayas from two. Hachanami Mistavra, this also makes sense that Rabbi Akiva would say pater not only by three, but also by two. The Yislaka Dayetach Shtayim Chayiv, because if Rabbi Akiva would say two is Chayiv, then Mishalosh Hachi Pater Rabbi Akiva. Then how would Rabbi Akiva ever say pater by three and Chayiv on two? It leaves room for Harama. Chayiv Rumi Kamarin, the person could just do a trick. Savra, he thinks to himself, 1 minute. Iyamina Shtayim Bina Shtabuye. If I would say two, I'm going to have to swear. Let me just say three, then I'll be pater. And I'll be pater. Meaning a person would rather pay an extra buck than to take a shavua. So therefore, a person would get out of it. So
you apply that by a million?
Oh, I'm sorry? So would you apply that to a million? Right. But the Gemara at least is assuming less than that. And also the question on this Gemara somewhat is, if people know the halacha, can't they always, like the whole principle of migu? So that's a bomb kasha that we want to figure out, that most people aren't so... Svaradik in terms of the thinking about what the Lamdanim, what the Bezdin would say.
But you have to say this case is small. You can't make it more.
Right, right. According to that law, you have to say the case is a small case. Elish Rami Nash Taim Nami Pater. So it must be that two is Pater also. The Gemara says 1 second, Al Kasha Rabbi Chiya. So then it's a Kasha to Rabbi Chiya. If we just said that Rabbi Kiva has to be that two is Pater, how could Rabbi Kiva say Halach Eschayiv? The Gemara says, like we said before, no, there are different reasons to say Pater. Shiny Hasam to come Asai Le Shtar. Here the Shtar supports him. Inami Mishim to Havi Le Shtar Shiba Karkos. Vein Nishpa Nakvir Shiba Karkos. Other reasons. Lumaskana. If I would ask you, in the case where he admits to two, he's Pater. Why is that? There are three reasons in the Gemara that possibly why you would be Pater in a case of two. Number one is Halach. Maybe Halach is Pater. Number two, the Shtar supports him. Number three, Ein Yishvan Al Kvir Shibur Karkos. The problem is, the Rambam says a fourth reason. And why? It's to ask the Namuki Yosef, why did the Rambam come up with a fourth reason? The Rambam says, you know why? Because Modim Mixas is only when you admit to something that you could have denied. That's the Rambam's reason. But if you admit to something that you couldn't have denied anyway, then that's not Modim Mixas. So that's why the Rambam says, if you admit to two, you are going to be pater because you didn't admit to something that you could have denied. It says in the Mukhi Yosef, no, the Gemara didn't give that reason, so obviously that reason is not true. Not just that, why the Rambam give an extra reason. It must be it's not true. So how does the Rambam read our Gemara? So it's fascinating. The Shita B'Kubetzes and the Rashba say the Rambam's reason is in our Gemara. Where? But they both say two different places in the Gemara. The Shita B'Kubetzes says in our Gemara when the Gemara says that the Messiah le Shtara. So who is the Shtar Messiah? Who is the Shtar Messiah? So the Shita B'Kubetzes quotes that the Rambam would say Messiah le Shtara means the Shtar is Messiah to the Malveh. The star is Messiah to the Malveh. How is the star Messiah to the Malveh? Let me read the Lashon. Messiah l'shar the Malveh de meikara nami lo havetavale ela miyitur d'shtayim umizela hodelo klal. Right, Messiah l'shar means you can't deny these two because I'm for sure owe them. That's what Messiah l'shar, the Rambam's reason is in that line. The star supports the Malveh, meaning, and you can't deny these two. That's how the Rambam reads that line of the Gemara. Not like we thought Messiah l'shtara, it supports the Loveh, and therefore he has it on his side. That's why he's not going to be Mechayev Shvua. Messiah l'shtara to the Malveh that he's definitely owed these two. And therefore you can't deny it. That's how the Rambam, that's how the Shita B'Kubetzes says the Rambam would read the Gemara. And the Rashba also asked this kash, and he says, I have a different way the Rambam would read the Gemara. Halach. What does Halach mean? Halach means, says the Rashba, that you can't, right? Why is a shtar Halach? Because as if you already have it, where's my Rashba? Says the Rashba, read it for the Rambam. Midamrina v'ha'hacha kiva denaket shtar ashtayim k'mamot t'kamot de'helachu v'yifari shuzal kiva she'inu yachal lichbar b'shtayim harihu k'helach. Because you can't deny those two, it's like helach, because you have to give them over. So the Rambam's reason is in the Gemara, but in two different places. Let's just end with one more line, and that is, there is, the Gemara says, you're not nishban al kfir shibakar kos. There's another problem, there is a problem with the Rambam. Rav Yashav points this out in the Sefer Rambam Metzia, where the Rambam paskins in Hilchas Ishus. The Rambam says, here it is, in Hilchas Ishus, in Perek Tezayin, the Rambam says, what if there's a machlokas about how much a ksuba is worth? How much ksuba is worth? Meaning, the woman says, I get a ksuba 200, and the husband says, no, you aren't a psula, only 100. There's a machlokas about how much he has to pay for the ksuba. So, says the Rambam, and let's say the husband admits the part. The woman says 200, the husband says 100, Mode Mixas, Shvu Daraisa. So one second. Aksuba is Shibikarkos. That's a shtar. So ask the Magen Mishnah there, how can the Rambam say this Mode Mixas? The Raya jumps on the Rambam. So says the Magen Mishnah, oh, it must be Bismanazeh. Must be Bismanazeh because the Gaonim already misakein that we pay metaltalin for Aksuba, not just Daraisa. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. That's a Dindarabana, though. The Rambam started out of Daraisa and Modim Mixas. So says Rav Yashiv, Yef Shalomar, even though every time there's a case, even though by every other type of shtar, let's say you owe me money, karka is primary and metaltalin is secondary. Maybe what Chazal did by ksuba is they took metaltalin and they didn't make it primary and secondary, they made it two primaries. Two paths that you could collect from. That's the chiddush of the Gaonim. Takanas Gaonim b'ksuba ha'isa lo shenei ksuba k'chol ashtara shemetaltel nechla b'karka. Demi'ikr ksuba havi sharak l'karka magvis. Ela hosifu din chadash shulikvos gami metaltelin. Not included in the karka as a secondary. And if you say that, maybe that's what the Rambam is being mechadish. Once Chazal did this, and the Chazal had the power to create a new path in ksuba collection, so then it would not be called shiba karkos, and you'd be chayim modim mixas on that. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, get ready. Tomorrow, we have another bomb day. Be'ez Hashem, we have Lifnei Iver. We have Mitok Sheni Yochel Shavu Meshalem. We have Shavuas Heses. We have Psule Edus. Again, the chock full at the beginning of this Masechta. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we will continue.